T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're living in an uncertain time. There's uncertainty about schools, uncertainty about sports, and speaking of that, uncertainty about tailgating at Bills games. The Orchard Park Town Board's been meeting on that issue. Orchard Park Supervisor Pat Keem is joining us live this morning. Pat, good morning. Where does the town stand right now on allowing tailgating at private lots?
Well, good morning, Susan. Good morning, Brian. We last spoke 3 weeks ago, and we still have a lot of uncertainty as to whether they're going to allow fans in the stadium or not. During the past 3 weeks since you and I, both you and I last spoke, we've done a lot of research. We've got a lot of input from residents in the town, but mostly from commercial and private parking lot owners. And we found out that there are commercial lot owners that do not want tailgating this year. Several have called me and said that with COVID, they're concerned for their own safety because they have to be at the parking lot, and with people coming in, they're a little nervous about that. And on the opposite side, at our town board meeting last night, we had several private lot owners come to the meeting and speak, and they made some good points as to why the parking lots should be open. They do use the money to pay their taxes. Somehow it always comes to taxes with government, but they need the funding. They think that there are large gatherings. I mean, one person mentioned the protests that are going on and other large events and said that they control things in their parking lots. The trouble is not in their lots, and they think that they should be allowed to have tailgating.
You know, could a lot of this be decided by what decision the Bills make when it comes to having people inside the stadium? You know, if there's only 20%, let's say, capacity inside the stadium for the beginning of the year, might it not be as big of a problem to have tailgating spread across a lot of these private lots?
That is a great point, Brian, because we know now that some colleges are going to allow fans in, and the magic number is 20%, which in our case, with our at our stadium, it would be 14,000 fans, which is not a lot. So that would help. We're still trying to discourage tailgating, but right now we're going to try and stop it if there are no fans allowed. If we hear, and again, there's a lot of uncertainty at this point, as there was 3 weeks ago when we last spoke, we're not certain they're going to allow fans in, but if they do, we're obviously going to take a look at this, revisit it. And it has a different mindset for our town board in that maybe there will occur some tailgating, obviously.
Well, if you had to guess, Pat, would you say that most of the feedback is for tailgating or against it?
Well, some of the lot owners are for, but I'd say most of it is against tailgating right now. I know Mark Polenkars, I've seen him and his opinion, and he's totally against it, too. You know, we're just concerned. We have a senior population in Orchard Park. COVID, I just heard on the news, what is it, 28 in the hospital or 29 in the hospital in all of Erie County. So we've got it kind of tapped down now, and why don't we keep it that way? You know, people come in to the stadium from out of town, from out of the area, and we're a little nervous that people could bring COVID into our community. We're not hearing anything in Orchard Park right now about the virus or the disease. It's pretty well under control, and why have that bubble up again if we don't need, you know, one season people can sacrifice. I know I'm a season ticket holder. I'm asking for a refund. I'm not going to go to the games. It's a shame because we finally, it looks like we have a great team. Ball's in the air, as you said this morning. I walked my dog with my jacket on, and I slept with my windows open. So it's feeling like football season, and my adrenaline's getting pumped, but at the same time, this is an unusual year for sure.
Right. And by the way, that 29 people hospitalized, not just in Erie County, but across five counties that make up the Western New York region. So an even better picture there. What exactly could Orchard Park do? Because a lot of this happens on private property. What exactly would Orchard Park do if a decision was made by the town board that no tailgating would take place? What would that involve?
Well, we're still looking at that. We certainly, on the commercial property, we did not issue permits this year, so there's going to be no tailgating on the commercial property. And we're looking for, we're still looking at ways that we can amend the current code, possibly by a resolution, to not allow tailgating. We're going to make some, we're going to discuss it next Wednesday is our next meeting, August 12th, and we're going to bring this down, some final resolution is our plan, on Wednesday, August 19th.
Is there agreement among the board, or is maybe a split board, do you think, right now on this?
No, I think we're pretty much in agreement that we want to, that safety and health, not only for our residents, our police even, to go over there and monitor the parking lots, and if an issue results, an incident occurs, and our police have to go over there, they could be exposed to a virus. There's all, you know, we're less certain now that we're going to get money from the federal government to bail out all governments that are looking for aid from the federal government to make up for our last loss of sales tax revenue. So we have a real hole in our budget right now in Orchard Park, at least $600,000, if not up to $1.2 million. The police overtime to go to the stadium costs us over $200,000 a year, and we get no reimbursement from the Bills. We get no reimbursement from the county or the state. So if we didn't have to have tailgating, if we didn't have to pay that overtime, that would certainly help us along the road to our budget.
Is that the police overtime cost that you just mentioned, is that reason enough to come up with an anti-tailgating law?
Well, it's a concern, and it is a reason, certainly. The protection of the police, our senior population, and reducing overtime. We're reducing overtime in all aspects of our workforce right now. We're not allowing any overtime at all, except on a very, very limited basis.
On that issue of the budget, have you heard anything from whether it's some of the local representatives to New York State or congressmen, state senators, about the potential for some sort of federal relief to come to communities?
Yeah, we're in touch with Brian Higgins and Tom Reed and now Chris Jacobs, of course, our congressional delegation, and they're all pushing for some type of aid. They realize the situation we're in. So, yes, they're all pushing for aid. But, again, there's no movement. The focus now is on extending the unemployment. We're hoping that would be part of that package, but there's not much certainty now. We had more hope a few weeks ago than we do now.
Pat, we appreciate the time this morning, and we'll be checking back when this comes up again before the board. Pat Keem is the supervisor in the town of Orchard Park.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.